From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. An unusual turn of events at this weekend's Conservative Political Action Conference just outside Washington. CPAC is not the place to find supporters of Democratic presidential candidates like Hillary Clinton, but many Republican activists appear to find her preferable to their party's front-running candidate. Hillary Clinton, for her many, many, many flaws, according to one attendee, is a mature adult with government experience, the attendee said, while proclaiming Trump too dangerous to be president and saying that if it's him versus Hillary, he may not vote. The Republican frontrunner canceled his CPAC appearance set for today, choosing instead to hold a campaign rally in Kansas, one of five U.S. states and one territory holding primaries and caucuses this weekend. The other candidates have each spoken, followed by a question and answer period with a journalist chosen by CPAC. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the number of people who fled Burundi because of violence and political tension has climbed to 250,000. Spokesperson Melissa Fleming says the camps are becoming overcrowded in all the host countries.
We're providing supplies, tents and blankets, and we're also providing advice. We're providing with UNICEF spaces where children can go. We're very concerned about families being separated. People are traumatized.
Burundians began fleeing the country almost a year ago after President Pierre Nkurunziza announced plans to run for a controversial third term, which he then won. Turkish police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of protesters resisting a takeover of the country's biggest newspaper, seized by authorities in a crackdown on opposition media and a leader, opposition Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who lives in exile in the U.S. Some 500 protesters confronted today. This is VOA News.